IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
101.9 Chai FM, it is the morning mayhem. Now, whether you've ever dreamed of screaming touchdown, or maybe being in one of those American movies like Varsity Blues, you have to somehow be engaged with the sport of American football. But up till now, that's been impossible until the next guest that we're going to be speaking to, which is Munya Mariri, who hails from Zimbabwe, and he's CEO of the Worldwide Scholarships, and he played American football in Penn State University, and now he's bringing the game to South Africa. Munya, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us on Chai FM.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, first of all, where did you get this idea to bring American football to South Africa? Because we don't have that, you know, that many American sports. Some people play a little bit of, it's a bit of basketball, a bit of baseball, but never really American football.
Well, I think definitely as Worldwide Scholarships, our ethos as a company is always to break barriers, do things that people haven't done before. But at the pinnacle of things, it's to create opportunities for youngsters. So, I myself went across, I played Craven Week rugby as a national player for Zim, and was offered opportunities here in South Africa to play for the Sharks and things like that, and I turned those down because I wanted to pursue the dream of American football. And I saw how lives get changed from university all the way to the professional game in American football. And that the transition between rugby and American football is really not that big of a transition. It's really just understanding the game. But the semantics of how you play the game are pretty much exactly the same outside of maybe, you know, the quarterback throwing the ball forward rather than backwards.
So, I mean, is your idea here that you want to bring clubs and people and sort of get this game being played on a general basis in South Africa, or is it more about the opportunity for people to become part of that culture in America? Because American football is huge, as you say. It's a pathway for many people. It's how they get into college. It's their cultural reference frame. Where are you going to be focusing your efforts?
So our focus is definitely a phased focus right now. Phase one is get talented youngsters to do the kind of testing and position specific things that would interest a university to want to assign them to a scholarship. That's phase one. Phase two, we're busy in talks with some of the top brands in the world to officially bring the game. You know, the game is a very expensive game with all the equipment, etc. So there's a lot in terms of being able to get this into a league type structure. But definitely phase two would be getting the coaches to start coaching locally, kids that have shown the aptitude and ability. And then phase three would be, let's get into some leagues, and phase four, let's bring some NFL games to South Africa so that, you know, Dallas Cowboys can play against, you know, the San Francisco 49ers here in Ellis Park or something like that. So those are the angles and the discussions we're having at a very top level in the United States. And it's a very exciting journey, but obviously phased out in its rollout strategy.
So we do have a depth of talent, obviously, for stuff like rugby in South Africa. Do you foresee that this is a competition for that game, or do you just see it as a sort of add-on that is an additional way of exporting Southern African talent to the rest of the world?
So, I mean, my main thinking is where there's a depth of talent, give the talent the opportunity to choose whatever is the best option for them. And I think that having a lot of opportunities to choose from is better than having one or zero. And as you've seen in the system, especially in the South African rugby system right now, a lot of young players have not been able to get university scholarships, bursaries, or contracts that would benefit them at this stage because of the constraints that have been put on the leagues. So to have an additional opportunity out there for the youngsters, especially even with the quota system in some cases, You know, some top players may not get an opportunity in South Africa because of just of what's happening on the playing field in terms of those kind of things. So I think more opportunities for youngsters is better than not having as many opportunities. And remember, as worldwide scholarships, we do also have international rugby opportunities as well for the youngsters.
Now, talk to us a little bit about the differences in the game, because, as you say, the grammar of the game is kind of similar. There's different sides. I don't know American football that well, but one of the things that strikes me is the physical element, right? So in rugby, first of all, there's no padding, but also it's kind of, you can only really be tackled one at a time. Whereas American football is obviously highly padded, and equipmented, but also, kind of more ferocious in the way that they do the tackling. I mean, how different is that coming from a rugby background and then walking into that kind of, a physicality?
Well, I think, an American football player is trained slightly different. You're trained more in your, more explosive, because remember, most plays only at best maybe 35 to 45 seconds long. So a bigger kid can play because they're not going to get gassed out or too tired, because they only have to be, you know, the engine has to run only for about, you know, 20, 30 seconds at a time. Then you rest a bit and then get back into it. But in terms of the physicality and the structure, how you carry the ball, how you catch the ball, how you tackle, though you're wearing pads, it's all the same as what would happen in rugby.
Right, right.
So I think for our kids from this side of the world, we just need to understand what is happening on the game, because American football is a very, very strategic game, based on formations and patterns that the other people are lining up as. And, you know, you've got different options to throw the ball in front of you to somebody that's running a certain pattern, or to give the ball to someone else who's running. And so those elements are where the differences are. But again, the foundation of the sport is the same.
Now, there's a huge culture that goes with American football. You know, it's every American movie has to have some sort of American football sometimes associated with it. And as you say, it's a huge part of the university leagues, where, you know, the universities are often as followed as the rest of the national teams. What about the other cultural elements of it? Are we going to be branching out into exporting cheerleaders as well to the rest of the world, or are we just focusing on rugby players for the moment?
Well, we've already got cheerleaders in the rugby games, so why not get the cheerleaders involved as well?
And the mascots as well.
But I American football culture is really, really interesting. I'll give you an example. Because it's so big, even the players on the band that accompanies the team, are on full scholarships to university, and they have to be the best of the best. Even the cheerleaders are on scholarships, some of them, in order for them to be able to entertain during a game of that magnitude. I'll give you an example. When I played at Penn State University, we played in front of a home crowd of 110,000 people wow. at the game.
Wow.
And that's in university. So that's three times, almost 2.5 times the size of any top rugby game that there is. So it's very exciting. It's very, very well supported. The opportunities are incredible. And I believe, and I mean, we are in collaboration with Bart Schumann, who's one of the top high performance managers the country's ever seen, from the Lions. And I mean, he and me put our heads together and got a pool of youngsters that we think could make the transition. And we're going to do this, and it's going to be exciting. And you will see very soon more South African players playing in the NFL, which is a very lucrative career, much more lucrative than even rugby. And we're going to walk these kids all the way through.
Now, what about the academic requirement? I mean, you talk about a scholarship, right? But I'm assuming you still have to pass your grades. And how does that work with the different universities?
So depending on which league we link up youngsters to, because there is also the option for the younger kids, say a 16-year-old, for him to go straight into an American high school so he can learn the game as well for maybe a year or two before going to university. So those high school, through the high school angle, they will be able to get into the high schools. From a university perspective, you need to have your maths, English, and science as the three core subjects that you have. And then from there, any other two subjects. Now, the good thing about being a top sportsman is you don't have to get the best grades in the world, but you need to be at least passing in those three core subjects.
Okay.
Where a youngster doesn't have those three core subjects, then there's other universities which do accept you without those three core subjects, which would then, you can send the youngster to another opportunity like that.
Very, very interesting. Well, certainly nice to see some innovative opportunities for young people. If people are interested, I mean, Tabo is bulky here in the studio, so we might have to send him. How can they find out more information?
I think the best way is to go to our website, which is worldwidescholarships.com, or jump onto our Instagram page, which is @world_wide_scholarships.
Okay, well, there we go. And there's a big scouting camp coming in December 2020. So people might be able to get involved. So Worldwide Scholarships there.
Yes.
Munya Mariri, CEO, thank you so much for joining us on Chai FM, and good luck with the touchdowns.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and continue with your great work. And we hope to support each other in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.